Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Hello folks, welcome back to a weekly conversation. It's been a crazy day today because, like, of course, I didn't sleep that great last night. And it's like, oh, I'm going back to work because I was off Thursday and Friday. And when you don't have enough time to get your stuff done when you're there and then someone's doing your station, they don't have time to get, you know, they're doing the bare minimum because they got to do, you know, they're trying to divvy it up between everyone. So, yeah, it's fun. You come back, and we can't get to this or this, and thanks. But it's not their fault, you know. But it's just what it is, you know, you just laugh. One thing I noticed, because they've taken, like on the Bible app, they've taken away, like, where, hello, my name is Pastor James so-and-so. I'm at Life Faith Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and this is your verse of the day. They got rid of that. Kind of cool. But I found out, like, if I'm on my computer, Bible Gateway, you can listen to it while you're, you know, try to get the word in. But Dick Cheney's daughter Liz said Joe Biden is providing better international leadership than former President Donald J. Trump. We're at World War III. 100,000 pro-Palestinians were in London protesting today, supporting Hamas. Yeah, people around the world supporting killing of Jews. It's funny how all these people that call Trump Hitler are standing with Hamas and killing of Jews and are pro-Palestine. You can't make it up, folks. 50 Cent has actually called out Biden because he's on vacation. He's on the beach. When we're at World War III, Russia and Ukraine are going on. Israel and Hamas and Iran and all that, they're going at it. Who knows who else is going to get involved? There's all these posts. Was the world safer under Trump? Not even a question. Pop star Britney Spears revealed that she reluctantly had a secret at home abortion. I guess she did the abortion at home. Yeah, that's something you don't, she needs help. That's all I'm going to say. Because I think she's the one that also, isn't she the one that did the video of her with knives? You know, I think she's also been one that's been linked to having all kinds of knives, like videos of her with knives. And I don't know if she did the thing or not. I don't know. It's just sad. She has money but doesn't have Christ. There's so much more to get into, so thank you so much. Welcome to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it, folks. Don't forget Matthew 6:10. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And, you know, we have churches that, like, God loved everybody. Well, Jesus loved everyone. Well, yeah, my mom's an alcoholic, a drug addict, and a bulimic. I'm going to love my mom, yes. But I'm not going to cheer on the alcoholic. Come on, Mom. Only one bottle a day. Are you kidding me, Mom? Come on. How many cases of... Yeah, I talked to your dealer. You only had 20 Quaaludes today? Come on. Hello. You need to cough the lids, dude, man. get more leads. No, you're going to love your mother, but you're not going to love what she's doing. You're going to love, you should love your daughter if you're, because I know people that were anti-gay and stuff until their kid was gay, and then they're like, well, then they change their stance. Then what they know the Bible says, that Jesus loved the sinner, sin, then they're like, well, if it was your kid, yeah, if it was my mom, if it was my dad that was a drug addict, alcoholic, and bulimic, I would love my dad with all my heart, but I wouldn't support him being an alcoholic, drug addict, and bulimic. I mean, there's some, like, because the Methodist is very, very, because I know somebody that is gay, and she believes in Jesus, and I'm like, eh, it's kind of a contradiction in terms on that one, but anywho, because I know she went to this one church, and I know she can't go there, because, like, they're very strict, and I think when they realize she's not playing poker, you know, and she's not, and she's batting for the same team. You know. It's just, it's like Britney Spears. I'm going to get into this because, you know, this is another thing. Britney Spears says she performed excruciating abortion at home with no doctor. I kept crying and sobbing. That she did the abortion, that she killed the baby. Like, she went in there with the coat hanger or something and got rid of it. That's someone that don't have Jesus. But imagine, I've heard stories, and there's a movie that's famous about this. I've heard other stories where people have gone to heaven, like a near-death experience, and they meet a little baby. They said, Mom, why don't you tell me about the baby? And they never told anyone that they had a miscarriage or whatever. They kept it secret, that they didn't want anyone to know she was pregnant, and they kept the pregnancy a secret and everything. And when it didn't happen, they didn't tell anybody. How could you know this? Well, what's his name? He didn't have a name. He hadn't named him yet. And imagine when she gets to heaven, Mom, why did you kill me? That's just like, I mean, I lost all respect for Stevie Nicks when she came out and said, if it wasn't for an abortion, you probably wouldn't know about me because, you know, I had an abortion because I had to think about my career. I would rather have a kid in this world and know that you're a mom than have your music. That's me. That's me. Not today. Today, everyone wants their own life. It's like, there's a church that I belong to. We have a sister church in the parish. And they can't afford to pay a pastor, but they need a pastor, and it's like, you know, it's on a volunteer basis. And no one's willing to take, no one wants to sacrifice. Well, you know, look at all the stories in the Bible. Did God come through? Sure he did. Came through, but was it an easy thing? No. But that's the problem. You know, they can't find anyone. Don't pay? Oh. Well, why don't you sacrifice? The right person is going to get called to that church, and he's going to turn that church around, he's going to get people there, and it's going to turn it around. That's what you need. But you'll have a lot of churches where, you know, we're happy with the 20 people that come. We don't want, And what does the Bible say? You're to go out into the highways and byways and make disciples of all nations. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're supposed to go out there and testify. I tore my right calf muscle. The Lord healed me. Every once in a while, the devil will come in like it's sore, but I stretch it and everything, I'm fine. I don't stop walking. Sometimes my wife's like, well, are you walking in faith or fear? I'm like, I'm just letting you know it's sore and it feels like it did when it tore it. That's all I'm telling you. I'm not walking in fear. But that's what's going on. I think she's just trying to stay relevant. No one cares about Britney Spears anymore. It's like, same thing with, who is that, like Hannah Montana, you know? That's the problem with her. Everyone still to this day sees her as Hannah Montana. And she went on a cocaine binge and all that stupid stuff and cut her hair off and did all this crap to try to disassociate herself from Hannah Montana. Just like the Bradys, sorry, so the day she dies, she's always going to be seen as Cindy Brady. Marie McCormick is always going to be Marsha, 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 no matter what. I don't care if she's 99, people are going to still Marsha. You're always going to be Hannah Montana. A lot like some of the people on the Leave It to Beaver show, they were pigeonholed. Yep. The one guy, Eddie Haskell, he's like, you're only going to be seen as that. No one will think you as anybody but that. So they wouldn't hire, they wouldn't use him ever again, which is sad. But that's how it is. I mean, you got to look at all this millions they have. And that's what happens. This Britney Spears stuff that she's coming out with, Justin Timberlake, this is what happens when you have, when you want the fun but not the responsibility. Oh, don't worry, I'll just use a coat hanger. Now, we got to get back to this. We got to get back to morals and values in this country. That's where you have, oh, how much can I steal and get away with it? And, okay, guess what, folks? We can take up to 100, we can take up to $1,000. What are we doing here at this store? Son, we're going birthday shopping. Birthday? We don't have any money. Oh, you don't need money, son. You can take up to $1,000 of stuff and they can't do anything to you. So get all the party supplies you want, get anything you want. You want an Xbox? It's got to be under $100. Got to be under $1,000 or whatever it is. Okay, what kind of decorations you want, son? Daughter or whatever? Okay, let me see here. We'll get you some clothes. We'll get you some party hats, some decorations, some balloons, all kinds of stuff. Don't worry, folks. We can't afford this. Oh, we're not paying for it. We're just going to walk out with it. Yeah, they can't do anything to us because it's under the amount. Because there's no morals and values. But the problem is, hi, my name is Britney Spears. And, a long time ago when I was with Justin Timberlake, yeah, I did an abortion at home. Yeah, I did it myself. Yeah. I don't know why I'm telling you now. Maybe no one cares about me anymore, so I'm just trying to stay relevant so that I might get the article picked up by TMZ. I apologize, folks, if there's any kids. But, I mean, maybe they need this. Maybe they need to hear this. Maybe they need to hear this. Maybe they need to realize that, okay, yeah, if you have sex, there can be consequences. My wife can't have children, so if we have sex, guess what? We can't have an issue. I mean, we're so delusional. You have Dick Cheney's listening to this. Liz Cheney. Oh, yeah. Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney. Biden has done a better job internationally with the leadership than Trump ever did. Yeah. Trump's the first American in a long time politically person to be in North Korea. We weren't at war. We weren't at war. Russia and Ukraine weren't fighting. Hamas wasn't attacking Palestine. That's just kidding. Yeah. See if you got that joke. Hamas/Palestine was not attacking Israel. It's funny. I know people that call Trump Hitler but stand with Palestine. Can't make that stuff up, folks. I mean, heck, even David Chappelle went on a pro-Palestine rant. I've lost all respect for that dude. I can't, and these are people that would call Trump Hitler, but they support Palestine, which is killing Jews. But I'm doing it better. I mean, Trump was horrible. Horrible. Are you invested heavily in the industrial-military complex there, Liz Cheney? You got millions of dollars invested in companies that make money for the war effort? And if you ain't making money, if they aren't at war? Family of freed American hostages will not celebrate until all hostages held by Hamas come home. That says a lot. I love it. Thank you. A spokesman for the family of two freed American hostages who were freed by Hamas on Friday declared that they will not celebrate until the eight other members of their family and the estimated 129 other hostages kidnapped by Hamas are freed. I'm sure they're grateful, but it's going to be nice. The American mother and daughter, 59-year-old Jonathan Tia Rahana and 17-year-old Natalie Rahana were released on Friday by their Hamas captors and handed over to Israeli officials with assistance of the International Committee of the Red Cross. What's going on, folks? It's nice to see them. Hey, they were captured, but we're not celebrating. We're grateful they're home, but nope. We're not celebrating. We wouldn't be in this mess if Trump was president. Nope. We would not be. I want someone to actually tell me that Hamas would have been attacking Israel and Russia and Ukraine would be at war if Trump was president. Tell me how that would happen. Tell me. Show me that. Show me how people who hate Jews and kill Jews, tell me how that would be happening under Trump when he's not president. Trump always stood with Jewish people, always stood with Israel, but they call him Hitler. Because they don't know anything because they're freaking retards. I'll call them out. They are the retards. Trump's Hitler. I don't think so. Because they don't know, like that one guy when he's like, Biden said, if you have to choose if you have to decide whether you vote for me or Trump, then you ain't black. Trump never said that. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. It's a whatever. And when they pulled it up and showed the guy in the video, he's like, beep, beep, beep. He's like, what the heck? It's like, he doesn't want to believe the stuff we're telling him. Because I've had, watch the video. No, I'm not watching any video. Yeah. Well, then I said, then shut up and get out of here. If you don't want to hear the truth, if you don't want to see the truth, these people don't want to hear the truth. Joe Biden, no, he didn't. Well, watch the video. I'm not watching any video. Then shut up. You can't tell me Biden didn't say that when you won't watch the video where he says that. It's like when those people used to go all around. Who do you think said this? And they'd riddle off some, Oh, that was Sarah Palin. That had to be a conservative. Yeah, that was Sarah Palin for sure. That's a right-wing, racist Republican. No, that was Hillary Clinton that said it. And they'll show them the clip, and they're like, huh? Like, they had those two girls with the I'm with Hillary shirts. I can never stand with anyone or support anyone that would say anything like this. When they see Hillary Clinton do it, they try to walk off because they don't know what to do because they can't. Yeah. You just said you would never in a million years, you can never support anyone that says that. And then when we prove Hillary Clinton said it, you try to sneak off because you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. Like the one lady that goes, I'm not eating these tacos. I'm not eating tacos made by a white man. Oh, I don't make the tacos, man. My man Gonzalez goes, oh, so you have a poor Mexican making tacos so it can be authentic. Yo, Jorge, or whatever his name is, you can start your own taco truck. And he turns around and he starts talking in Korean. And the guy that's running the place starts talking back to him in Korean. And they're like, and the guy goes over to her and he goes, oh, you don't know what to be offended by now, do you? So you're sort of like a glitch. You don't know what to be offended by. Because she thought that, like, a white privileged man hired a Mexican to make tacos so they're authentic when he's Korean and they both speak Korean. Well, it's kind of like the people that, like, I'm just waiting because they took the Native American off the Land O'Lakes container, you know? The people that are not racist removed a black person. The people that are supposedly racist wanted a black person to be kept on a pancake box because she is an amazing woman and part of history. We have no problem with the Native American. See, the people that should want to erase history should be the Republicans. If we're racist, we should not want a black person on a pancake box. We should be the ones that don't want a black guy on a race mix. It's just Ben's. It's not Uncle Ben. I still call it Uncle Ben's. I need to call him up. Now, is this Uncle Ben's? No, it's Uncle Ben's. You know, we should be the ones that don't want to have a Native American on the butter box, the Land O'Lakes. Yeah, I've got a thing of Land O'Lakes where I had an Aunt Jemima container, but someone threw it out. And I know who did it, and I could kick the person. But, like, you take the Land O'Lakes container, man. I said, someone, oh, I'm racist, and then please tell me you support the Native American on the Land O'Lakes butter container. Because you have to support that because you're not for, you don't, oh yeah, I forgot, you're the party that wants to erase history, so you want to get rid of Native Americans on this land, yeah, you're the, don't worry folks, it's okay, Biden's on a beach somewhere while World War III is going on. Heck, when you have someone like 50 Cent calling out Joe Biden, saying he needs to get off the bleeping beach and do something, we're one step away, in my opinion, from someone pulling the nuclear warhead out and bang, we're all dead. Oh, it's okay. Don't worry, folks. I mean, seriously, Defense Secretary issues prepare to deploy orders for U.S. troops to the Middle East. Here we go. Where are all these, the people that bitched and moaned about getting back into the Middle East and getting back into Saudi Arabia and all that stuff, all these anti-war, oh, there were no weapons of mass destruction, all these anti-war liberals. Where are all the anti-war liberals outraged about the Russia-Ukraine thing going on and all this stuff? Where are they now? Where are they? Oh, they're the same idiots that, like, you don't think for yourself. You only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you. And then as soon as the vaccine, you just shut up and comply, man. Man, just shut up, man. We're never going to get back to normal until we just get the vaccine, man. Dude, I don't know if you've heard the latest, but the way Dr. Fauci never had legal authority to do anything. He was illegally put in that position and he had no right to even be in the first place. All these grants that he gave to these places that are doing gain-of-function type research, he had no legal authority to be able to award them grants or give them grants or hand out grants. You legally have, if you feel you were forced to get the vaccine, you can sue over that crap because he had no legal authority to do anything. But don't worry, folks. You don't think for yourself. And as soon as the vaccine and all that stuff came out, to me, that's one thing I do want to say, though, when I think about it, I'm like, that dude that ran around and bought up all that sanitizer and all those wipes and everything, I commend the dude. I give him, like, if you're stupid enough to pay $80 for sanitizer, that's your problem. When one of the ladies at work has a faith over fear shirt, I'm like, amen. But then if someone gets COVID and dies who's a Christian, I'm like, wow, I've had Christians who've died from the flu. So what? I don't see you putting on a mask 24/7. I never saw you wear a mask or social distance with the flu. Now, if we had a cough at my one job at the assisted living community, you'd usually put on a mask just because you would try to... This is before COVID, way before... You know, just to keep people, like, especially if you're around and you wear the stuff, especially if you're in a contact precaution or, you know, different types of precautions, you know, if someone has something to prevent spread. It was just more of a courtesy thing. Like, if I'm going to cough, it's going to make me worse because I'm going to cough into it, and I'm going to cough bacteria that's got all kinds of stuff in it, and it's going to be in there, and then I'm going to keep breathing it in, so it's just going to make you sicker. But, I mean, this is funny. And I don't know how they can legally do this, but there's a Democrat-appointed Colorado judge who greenlights efforts to kick Trump off the ballot in Colorado. Not nationwide, just in Colorado. But you can still write him in. I mean, heck, in Vermont, there used to be a guy that ran every year on the as a Green Party candidate. Voting for him is a waste of vote. No, it's not. He's only on the ballot in Vermont. So even if he got 100% of the vote in Vermont, he would only win Vermont. He couldn't win anything else. And they've actually, and of course these judges are denying motions stopped by GOP and stuff out there. These, and I want to know what their reasoning is, I would love to know what legal basis they have of this, because even if it goes through, it's gonna face challenges, because they don't know what to do. They're trying to keep him from running, period. Because they know he is going to dominate now that you got Robert Kennedy Jr. that's going to go as an independent and stuff. And those lawsuits cite the 14th Amendment ratified, and they're trying to do all this stuff. Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to claim there was no one in January 6th, just so you know, has been charged with an insurrection. Not one person. It was to keep blacks from getting into office was the 14th Amendment. Anyone involved in certain things to keep them from being able to be elected. And they're trying to say that January 6th was an insurrection and all this stuff. And because of that, and you're going to find some judge that's just going to say, yep, I don't care what you think this is what we're going to do. This is what's going to happen. No matter what, and that's the thing. They're saying because it was an insurrection, in which it was not. The videos show that there were people letting the people in. Well, first of all, they had fences that were cut. And when the fences were cut, folks, so you understand, when the fences were cut, it enabled them, and they were removed so that when they went to where this one barricade was, they were in a, I don't know what they call it, like a you couldn't be there type area. It's like a restricted area. And that's the thing. And they're trying to say that, well, due to the 14th Amendment, Trump incited and all this. He didn't engage in an insurrection. He told people to be peaceful and all this crap. And if they get out, if they get him on anything, it's all going to be smoke and mirrors. And what I mean by that is they're going to get him on something that that's not even true. He has all the proof that on January 6th, he's like, be peaceful, be calm the night before. Like, there's video out there of people the night before when Pence does this, we're going to storm the Capitol and we're going to take back the country and we're going to do this. And all these people like, he's not one of us. We're not planning to do this. And there are people yelling at the top of their lungs. Like, when this dude was trying to bash windows at the Capitol on January 6th, this guy's like, hey, he's not one of us. He's not one of us. Because we never planned on doing that. And I guarantee you, you get 400,000 people at the Capitol, or 200,000 people. There's going to be some people like, hey, when I first heard about January 6th, I'm like, yes, we're going to finally take back our country. Thank God. But then the next thing I remember was, wait a minute. I'm understanding that they're in where they were having the vote, whether or not they were going to contest the election, which Pence said you couldn't contest the election. He has no authority, which he does. And I'm like, wait a minute, because one of my sources said, yeah, Pence is going to turncoat. He's not. I said, I hope you're wrong, but I got good sources. But anyways, I'm like, wait a minute. This is where they're going to have the vote whether or not to take and contest the election results? Are you kidding me? How did they get in there so easily? From just the audio, from what I was hearing from reporters via the radio, it sounded like they just walked right in, untouched. Like, if it was touch football, and if you get touched, you're basically tackled, it sounded like they were just touched. But they're trying to say it was an insurrection, and because of this, Trump cannot hold public office, and he has to be taken off the, well, let me tell you something, if he's taken off the ballot, you can write him in if you're in Colorado. If they were to actually do some illegal stuff and get him off the ballot, you can write him in. Like the guy in Vermont that ran on the Green Party candidate. He was a Green Party candidate, and when he ran, it was a wasted vote. And someone goes, how is that a wasted vote? I'm like, he's only on the ballot in Vermont. Even if he gets 100% of the vote, he can only win Vermont. But it ain't going to go anywhere. They're trying to throw every single salt, and a lot of these are duplicate things. Because you're going to find precedents, because if it's shut down here, it sets precedents that how can you go after him for this when it's already been deemed not. And I think there's a lot of these where it's a 50-50 thing, where it's like, well, as a judge, I could say this is this. Well, no, it's not. Yes, it is. And I can see where some of this, it goes back to the red flag laws. No, we're not banning guns. We're just going to put in red flag laws. And we're going to keep what consensuates a red flag so vague that I could murder someone, but because I'm a Democrat, I can still own a gun. You're a conservative. If you say, I just like Obama, Ooh, that's a red flag. We're going to take away your right to own a gun. We're going to confiscate him. Oh, you can't have a gun now. Wait a minute. He murdered someone and he can still have gun rights? But I just dislike Obama and now I can't have a gun? That's what's going to happen. You're going to have one... You're going to have some demo. You're going to have this dude that's going to try to take Trump off the ballot for no reason. And someone, you know, so some of these cases where it's already been said that no one's been charged with insurrection, all this stuff's been tossed out. Some of these, it's going to be interesting to see what really goes on, because I think it's going to set precedent, and it's going to be like, well, if you can't do this, you can't do that. Mississippi church splits from pro-LGBTQ United Methodist Church, because there's a lot of these Methodist churches that fly pride flags. Well, then they're not a church. Sorry, folks. Jesus loved the sinner, but not the sin. We got about 22 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Jesus loved the sinner, not the sin. You know, like I say before, because there are all these people like, yeah, we need a more kinder world. Like we're bigots, no? Well, like we're hateful. No. Who said we don't like gays and lesbians? We have no problem with them. It's the lifestyle you cannot support. And that's what's happened. Like, there's a lot of United Methodist churches that are like splitting because, hey, wait a minute, because there's sex of them that support LGBT, and they have a lax stance, and they support homosexuality. And I would love you to show me where in the Bible Jesus loved the sinner and the sin. You know, Jesus went to the sick and the wretched and all this stuff. He went with all them. He hung out with all them. The difference is they changed. He didn't. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't. You know, if you can show me in the Bible where Jesus loved the sinner and the sin, then okay, but you can't. And you're having churches divide because there's a lot of these churches now that stand with the LGBTQ, and that can't be. It can't happen. According to the UM News, the official news gathering agency of the UMC, United Methodist Church, 4,642 churches officially split from the UMC so far this year, a Catholic news agency reported. And that's huge. Jesus hung around the prostitutes and the sinners and the poor and all this and the sick, but they changed. He didn't. But that's this problem we have, you know. But it's sad. It's sad, this, you know, because if you read the Bible, I'm in Mark right now. And it's like, you know, show me where anywhere in the Bible where Jesus went out with the wretched, the poor, the sick, the sinners, and they changed him. No. Then you got Rashida Tlaib and the Democrats are like basically like, shut up, you don't stand for us. Because there are some people in Congress that are like pro-Hamas. Minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in, but it's where we live in, folks. Don't worry, folks. Some change is coming, man. People are waking up. I mean, I just wonder how long people are going to allow this people are going to accept World War III happening and basically Biden doing absolutely nothing. Well, and one of the big things that's going on now is like the Supreme Court of the United States on Biden's social media censorship highly disturbing. Well, how can we got to figure out what we can, what that's what they're trying to do, okay? The Supreme Court has basically ruled we have the Second Amendment. Done. Well, we got to keep them from owning. How do we do this? How can we bypass the Constitution? We'll do red flag laws. And we'll make them so vague so that we can just make up anything. Yep, because you disliked Biden, because you posted this, your guns are being taken away. You know? Instead, it's sad, you know, but that's what they're going to do. We got the Supreme Court on our side. Well, wonder how long, you know, well, then they figure out, well, how did they side with us? How do we make sure that's what they did with Obamacare? Is it a law or no? It's a law. It's unconstitutional. And then they come back. Oh, it's a tax. It's sad, but it's nice to see people waking up. I mean, it's funny because I have tons of people like. When we're at World War III. It's not coming. It's already here. You're so retarded. You know, this was, I think it was one of the heads of, like, Ukraine. One of the Ukraine officials saying that we're at World War III, folks. You got Israel fighting Hamas and Palestine. And Iran's probably involved somehow. You got Russia and Ukraine. Two wars, minimum. And we're prepared to call it because all these anti-war liberals aren't calling out all these wars that are happening now all of a sudden. They aren't. Because all these career politicians have billions of dollars invested in the industrial military complex. That's why they got to keep us at war, because they have got money invested in this company, and unless we're at war, we're not making any money. And it's sad. And we're winning a lot of these legal battles and stuff in the Supreme Court and different things. And that's just, okay, well, the Supreme Court, I guarantee, is going to side with us on the government trying to censor the Biden administration, trying to censor what we post on Facebook and what we post on these social media sites. We'll win that, and then, well, how do we get around that? How do we make sure that we can still censor? How can we bypass that? I mean, that's why my wife is on my support group. I mean, she has issues not related to my issue, but it's mainly in case my Facebook page got taken down and she could say, hey, you need to add this person. It's my husband. His Facebook page. He's, once he gets out of it, he's going to do a video showing it, proving it's him. You know, and she doesn't really read. She respects, you know, the people in my support group. There you go. This is what's going on. This is, you know, it's almost like a full-time job. But when you have all these Trump is Hitler people who now stand with the terrorist organization Hamas and the killing of Jews, it makes no sense. I mean, you got a circus in D.C. because they can't elect a House Speaker. Well, oh, they can have one. It's just we don't want a anti-American rhino Democrat as a Speaker. We want a Speaker of the House that is going to stand up for us and we the people. I mean, where are the people? Where are the anti? Where are the Build Back Better people? Where are the Build Back Better people? Biden is sitting on a beach when we're at World War III, and he's doing nothing. Not that he can do anything anyways. And there was a video that he did recently, and he's and I swear, I commented, like, call me crazy, but it looks like he's in front of a green screen. And someone said, look at his chin, like it doesn't even, like it's a computer generated thing of his. Because I've seen actual videos of him, and he's like, well, and because there are times where you see him, and when you see him do a speech or something, or like a video, like that video from the, it just looks like they have like the one where like they could take me and make a computer generate it. And if they have they have way more than enough, like 1 minute of me talking, and they would have enough sound bites to where they could create somebody, they could create an image of me speaking, and you would believe it's me because it's my actual voice and everything. You know, one of those, like a CGI thing, whatever they do. And it just looks so fake. Got about 11 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, folks, this is just so great. It is. I want to move on, folks. Just remember, folks, put God first. Watch him work. You know, we need to get this. You know, what does the Bible say? If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed and you say to that mountain, move, and it shall move. Thus says the Lord. So many people, I believe in God. Okay, well then, do you? Do you have faith over fear? I know people that supposedly believe in Jesus Christ, but then what do? They rant, they wear masks, they got a vaccine. Well, do you trust in man or do you trust in God? Because ain't nothing's going to keep me. If it's my time to go and I'm going to the Lord, let me tell you, I'm going to the Lord. There ain't no vaccine. There ain't no seatbelt. There ain't no airbag. Ain't nothing. When it's my time to go, it's my time to go. I want to get into this, folks. I want to get into some Manchester United news. Yeah, we're taking on Copenhagen. It's going to be interesting to see. I don't know what to make of all of this because now, I mean, since like Qatar has kind of gotten out of the race and his sister Jim, there's talk like some people think that maybe he did what he did to get his foot in the door because he's like, well, look at what Qatar did. They offered him like $5 billion. If he's gonna get in the door and he's, hey, I gave $1.7 billion, I want to see some return on my investment. I want this. I want to get a, you know, and there's some people that claim like he might demand some stuff. Hey, I want a director of football. I'm putting $1.5 billion in the club. This is what I'm demanding. This is what I want. And some people think it might be him to get his foot in the door. And then once his foot's in the door, then he's going to try to work the Glazers the heck out. Okay, well, then I want my money. If you're not going to, this is what I demand. Hey, I gave you this much money. I'm going to see some return on my investment. But I think one of the biggest things I think when it comes to footballs today, you know, when you had, well, Kenny is the demon. He wears the demon's hat. Because when he saw Old Trafford, I said I fancy that. You know, in his day, he would take off his shirt, rip out his heart, and put his jersey on. We're at Old Trafford. It's 10-0. 10-0. And if someone got hurt on the pitch, oh, he might put his heart back in. And you okay, all right? And you take his heart back out. And not today. Now you got people like Harry Maguire. Well, I'm making more money sitting at home than I am working. Why would I? Okay. If I can make $70,000 running around on the pitch or make way more than that, sitting doing nothing, why wouldn't I? I'm going to make more than double not working, and they want to pay me $70,000 to run around on the pitch. That's how it is. Hey, I'm making this much money, win, lose, or draw. Why do I care? And that's where I think we're at. Harry Maguire summed it up. I'd rather sit on the bench and make way more money than play football, something I love, while I still can. I don't want to do that. Oh. I don't want to do that. That's too much work. That's what we do in this world, you know? No one wants that. And look how much money I'm making. It's sad, the world we live in, where you have players that want to, I'll just sit on the bench. I'm about the money, I'm mad about playing, I don't care. You're not going to play, I know I'm not going to play, but I don't care. It's one of those things that we have in this world. It's funny. Because when you live in this world, and it's like you just get frustrated, because I think that's what's going on at United. It's one of those things. One second, folks. It's just one of those things, you know, that just frustrates you because it's like, okay, is Sir Jim going to do anything? Is he trying to get his foot in the door to take over the club? What's happening? You know, what's happening? Because you get kind of lost. You get lost in this world of frustration. Is Sir Jim going to do anything? Is he not? Are we going to turn the club around? Are players like Harry Maguire, they have making more money sitting on the bench and playing, so why not? I'm not going to do anything. I don't care. Whatever. There you go. Because I sometimes feel like that. Like, it's not about losing the dressing room. It's like, hey, win, lose, or draw, I'm making money. I don't care. I'm getting £120,000 a week. No matter if we win or not, I don't care. I don't know. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And, like, there are people like, well, you either get the people that were like, Sir Jim is buying the club or nothing at all, like 100% or nothing at all, or you get the people that were like, I can't support the club now. I can't. Dude, that's the club I followed my whole life. It's all. I mean, they would have to come out pro-Palestine and be like, yeah, death to Jews. Which the football club would never do. And I would still, you know, and that would take something that drastic, or else I would never, you know. But it's one of those things, folks. This is the club I stood by, you know. I mean, yeah, we won when it's just one of those things, you know. When we won, it's kind of, don't understand. Yeah, we won. I'll take that win. I will take a win. I will take a win all day long. Trust me. But when you have, I mean, that should have been a blowout when we beat Sir Bobby Charlton. When we won the game when Sir Bobby Charlton died. You know. He was Mr. Football. He was Mr. Manchester United. And those guys is just one of those things. I want to thank you so much for 60 seconds left. You know, so Bobby Charlton was Mr. Football, and we don't have them anymore. We have Mr. Harry Maguire is going to sit on his butt because he'll make more money not playing and getting paid by United than he would going somewhere else. And I think that's a lot of it. Well, who cares if we win? I don't care. I'm on contract. I'll still be here. I'll still get paid. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of, folks. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Friday or Wednesday or whatever, good night and God bless you all. Goodbye.